The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, featuring topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind, this is the Jason and Mindy podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Mindy.
Hello, wife. Coming up, I will share things you should do first thing in the morning to be happier all day. I don't know if I did those things today. Let's find out. I've got today's scoops and I've got a discussion about clutter busting your life. Clutter busting. And okay. Mindy, you're sharing what?
Old customs that are hard to imagine today and germinating germs.
Can't wait to hear about it. And of course, we will also share question of the podcast, fun facts, and more. Welcome those of you listening on your favorite podcatcher. And of course, if you're listening on YouTube, welcome as well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You? Yeah, it's Monday. I'm good.
It is Monday.
I'm good. We promised or we said we'd do it live.
We did.
But we're not doing it live. We're not quite ready yet.
Nope.
We're getting there though. So, but we're doing it. So that's good.
we're also, being consistent.
Consistent. Bless you. Yes, we are indeed. And so we'll recap our weekend. We had kind of a busy weekend. We went to a music festival that the band I'm in called The Promise was a part of. We played on Sunday. It was pretty wild. It was pretty, not wild, but it, was it wild? I don't know. I've been to wilder.
I thought it was kind of out there.
It was a little odd, right?
There was some odd,
some odd people, odd folks. Yeah. I had a feeling it would be like that, like it was.
I think just say music festival and that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. Americana Music Festival.
There you go.
So that changes it a little bit. First of all, I don't know what Americana is, and I didn't really know what it was. It's weird when you put music into a genre, but so I was asking them, what is that? Well, it's kind of music that doesn't fit with other genres.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a weird blend, and we did see that for sure with the music.
Some of the music was so good.
Really great, really great artists. Now the people attending, that was the part that was. I guess it was, I expected
unique.
It a little bit. I expected it a little bit. You've got older folks that, I mean, I can tell you by Sunday, I got really tired of smelling marijuana, you know, smelling pot. I don't know. What do you call it these days? I got so tired of smelling that. I don't know who was near us, what campsite it was, but man,
there
I
was
just
a lot.
Plumes of it.
Plumes.
Just whiffs all day long.
I was kind of ready to go home.
Yeah, we were ready.
On the last day, I was ready to get rid of that smell.
We were ready. But nonetheless, we had a good time. My friend Steve Doyen gave me a bottle of whiskey for my birthday. I remember telling him I wasn't sure if I was going to even touch it. Well, I did a pretty good job on it, I think.
You did.
I had fun with it. Didn't drink a lot, but I had a few pours.
Four nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, three and a half.
And it was fun. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I was ready to get going, and I'm glad we got home, you know, yesterday around 5 o'clock. So we played well. I look forward to sharing some of those videos. So those of you who enjoy watching our YouTube stuff, be sure to check out my page, Jason, my Jason Galbraith page. I did a funny video last week that got me quite a few views. I mean, more views than it's easy to get a view on a short, but it was a silly little video. So you can check out that little video on there as well. It's a drum solo video, me being me. So anyway, we can get into the show. Anything else you want to update everybody about?
No, we just had a lot of fun. We danced, we listened to great music. Mm-hmm. We met some friends, new friends.
Made some new friends. Absolutely.
Yep. New friends. And it was a blast.
It was. I do want to remind everyone to check out our YouTube page. We are putting a lot of content out there, and we'd like to, if you like and subscribe to our channel, that would be awesome. Well, let's get into my first segment then with this music here, you know, music. doesn't matter what kind of, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't correlate, but it's music nonetheless. So these are things you should do first thing in the morning to be happier all day.
Okay.
First thing in the morning. Can you think of any though? Like what do you think you would need? Because you and I are a little different. You like to get something good done right out of the way.
I like to give myself at least just 30 minutes just to wake up.
30 minutes, yeah. And what does that consist of?
Grabbing a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And making my way to the couch.
Yep.
And then I just sit. I kind of sip my coffee. Usually watch something on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube video, that is.
Yeah.
And I just catch up on whatever fits my fancy.
While you're drinking your coffee.
While I'm drinking my coffee.
So for me, and with a little bit of a new routine lately, one day we'll explain what that routine is, but I've been coming and drinking my coffee and sitting here and getting a little bit of work done right away. And then I enjoy after about 2 hours, go take a little walk, you know, mm-hmm, kind of clear the palate, clear the brain. That's what I prefer to do. But let's see what the experts say.
Okay.
It may be already too late to save your Monday. It is for us for sure. But keep these tips from experts in mind for Tuesday, for tomorrow. Pick a wellness habit, number one, and link it to one of your morning rituals. It could be meditation, deep breathing, reading, or exercise. You did that this morning.
I did that this morning.
Perhaps add the deep breathing thing to the time you spend making the bed after your shower.
I made my bed too.
You did. Nice job.
Yeah.
And then also, next thing, get your phone out of your room. I've thought about doing this as well, just putting the phone somewhere else. But the thing about the phone is you use it as an alarm. So
that's not,
it's kind of like you need it. I don't have an alarm.
Yeah, we got rid of those.
Yeah, they're those old things. People don't use them anymore. But I've also heard it's not great to have a cell phone near your head and near you while you sleep. Cellular stuff is not supposed to be good for your body.
Well,
cancer types.
Mine's
stuff.
Pretty close to my head at all times.
So is mine.
That might be the reason.
You've heard this before. No screen time in your room. If you reach for the phone or the device first thing, you're letting the outside world dictate your mood for the day. That's a great point.
Yeah, I actually don't
like that.
Reach for my phone first thing in the morning. I mean, I take it with me, but I don't normally look at it until I'm like awake, alert.
It's a good practice. I should get in the better practice of that. But you do use it to check time. What time is it? You know, it's your alarm, so you're reaching for it. So it will dictate how your day starts. The next thing is, Mindy, you'll like this. Talk to yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mindy's a self. She talks to herself a lot. Self-talk can be very conducive to helping you overcome whatever obstacles you face in the coming day.
See?
Yeah, you do it consistently. One thing that's unique about you is you do it regardless of who's around.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah. That is a unique Mindy thing. It's a Mindyism, as they say. Mm-hmm. Also, hope you guys enjoyed The Difference Between Us. We are back. That was fun. We had a really good time. Hope you enjoyed the show. It's funny because we all go, you know, and this is something that happens all the time as a musician, a little insight into being a musician. If you know a musician or you're close to a musician, you'll hear this all the time. We'll come off the stage. People go, man, that was a great set. You guys sounded great. We're like, yeah, but with this, and we messed up here, and we did this, and we did that. And people are like, I didn't notice any of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we're in it. We practice. We know what the song should sound like. And that's kind of the way it was with our podcast last week. We're like, it was a little flat at times. And, you know, we had feedback that, oh, my God, it was like you guys never stopped. It you know, didn't really feel like we thought it felt, you know? So that's kind of interesting. And then we'll be doing it again tomorrow. So I can't wait. All right. Talk to someone else, Mindy. This is another tip. Make a social contact with somebody you like. This could be a spouse or a child, a friend, an extended family member, almost anyone. A call or a text will work, but meeting for coffee will give you a big boost to start your day. I give my sister Brandy a lot of credit. She's super, super good about every week giving me a call or a text. She called me yesterday, saying hello. We were in the middle of unpacking our trailer. So I said, well, I got to get back. And it was so hot. Oh my God. It was so hot when we came back home.
It was 91.
It was much nicer. I thought it was going to be much warmer in the middle of Florida as opposed to, you know, on our side where we're on the coast. It was 91. It was hot. Yeah. I was irritable. I was irritable.
Yes, you were. We were emptying that trailer quick.
You know, the thing about it is, and I apologize because it's just, that drive, mm-hmm. I was exhausted. I just played. Think about that, right? I just played and I never sleep good while camping ever. So I just was tired and now I got to unload all this stuff in 91 degree humidity. All right.
Needless to say, Jason needed a nap. Mm-hmm.
And boy, I went to bed early last mm-hmm. night and I slept so, so good. It was great. And then the last thing, Mindy, mm-hmm. thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being you. Incorporate gratitude into your life. Gratitude. People who journal about the things you're like, what is going on with you? People who journal about the things they're thankful for have been shown to score much higher happiness scores than those who kept track of the things that irritate them, which we do that a lot on this podcast. So can't hate it too much, right?
Right.
That's it.
That's it, huh?
What do you think of my list? Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Right. I actually do quite a few of those. So
yeah, that's good. I think
I'm on the right path.
I think all of these, I don't know about talk to somebody first thing in the morning, because that's on the list. That's the only one I probably would remove other than I talk to you first thing in the morning. But the rest I really like. Mm. Also talk to yourself. I don't really do that a lot. No. But I guess you could use those like mantras and things like that. I think to myself a lot, way too much.
Maybe you should start talking to yourself a
little bit. Maybe I should. Well, let's get into your segment.
All right. We heard some of that this weekend.
Yeah, there was one reggae band at the Americana Fest. Mm-hmm. And then there was a ska band, and they were so good. Look these guys up. They're called The New Rulers. They were phenomenal. Check them out on Spotify. They had a horn section. Oh, they were so tight. Oh, that's what got Mindy up to dance. And she doesn't get up to dance much, by the way. Every band I go up and I'm looking at the band and I'm kind of moving up there. This time she's walked up with me and we danced for like two or three songs. It was awesome. Didn't want them
to
stop.
They were super great.
That was after my second pour of whiskey. So it was a good time.
Well, this is called Old Customs That Are Hard to Imagine Today.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably going to recognize some
of
these.
I think so.
First one up is a kid in a car without a seatbelt.
Yep.
It wasn't that long ago that this was legal. In France, for instance, child seats have only been mandatory since 1992.
Wow.
And for Canada and the US, it was 1980.
That's wild.
I can remember
1980,
driving in my parents' car with no seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
They were smokers. They'd roll the windows up, throw a bag of candy in the back for us and go down these country roads.
We're all lucky we're alive. We're all lucky we're alive.
I think my dad had a six pack in the front seat.
We're all lucky we're alive. I remember one accident in particular. My dad bought this Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. I've told this story before. He bought this Volkswagen Bug. And it was down. So just to give proximity to people who don't live where we used to live, we lived in this place called the Antelope Valley, Lancaster, Palmdale area. It's the high desert of Los Angeles County. Mm. It's like the northeast mm-hmm. corner of Los Angeles County. And it's pretty high up. So he found a Bug for sale because he was going to start commuting for work. So he wanted to get a Volkswagen Bug cheaper on gas. So we go down and pick this thing up. I don't know where, down in Burbank or something. So that's more in LA proper, right? A little far away from where mm-hmm. we live. We're coming back and we didn't have a way to tow it. So he borrowed a friend's van to tow this thing. Yeah. Okay. We're all in the back. I'm in the back. Brandy's in the back and we're towing this thing back. We're almost home. We're getting close to being home. And there's this little pull off to get off the 14 freeway. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden the Bug detached from the hitch, right? And the hitches for Bugs. You remember those old Bug hitches? Yeah. It just attached to the bumper and then it attached to the wheels and that was it. Mm-hmm. Well, it came off that and it started to pass us. And it pushed the van sideways into the guardrail. We went into the guardrail. My mom's head went into the CB radio that was up at the top, bloody head. Brandy and I went dancing around and spinning around. I think I hit the wall of that van, and the and the bug just kept going down the off ramp. Oh. Almost went across Sierra Highway.
Did it wreck? Like, did it stop? Or
it stopped. It stopped. But I mean, wrecked my dad's friend's van. Oh, wrecked it. Gosh. Our neighbor's van. Wrecked it. Wrecked the bug he just bought.
And then you guys were just tossed around. See, tossed no seatbelt.
And the CHP officer was pissed that we messed up his guardrail. Right. My mom's bleeding.
Oh my God.
I mean, wow. I'm sure I had a concussion or was bruised or something. I mean, I went flying. I think Brandy and I hit into each other or something. Shit everywhere inside that van.
That's a great
Yeah,
story.
So no seatbelts.
Yeah.
My mom wasn't wearing a seatbelt, obviously, either, right? Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah, they just didn't. All right, next one is checking your cash before going out. Mm. Before bank cards, you wouldn't dream of leaving home without cash, right?
True.
Credit cards didn't become popular until 1970s. In the 1980s, ATMs popped up everywhere. Mm. And the bank was sometimes closed all weekend, remember?
Yeah, it used to be closed all weekend.
Like if you didn't get your money out on Friday, your ass out. Banks
That's
are closed.
So true. Yeah, I lived in an era of ATMs already, though. They had already had ATMs.
I do remember my parents like running to the credit union and cashing the check and getting money for the weekend. Or I remember several times going with my mom to the ATM to get some money for the, you know, if we were going to go somewhere or do something.
Yeah.
But
I remember when I was so bad at managing my money. You remember this because we were together. I was on check system. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's when you bounced too many checks. You went delinquent on your account too much.
Yes, Jason.
And I don't know how far I went delinquent. Not much, right? Mm-hmm. But it was enough to they say, nope, we're not giving you an account anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And then so I always had to find a place to cash my check.
Yeah.
That was my life. Yeah. Cash my check. So I'd have to go to wherever the bank was written out of that. I have to go to that bank to cash that check. Anyway, and then you came into my life and you straightened me out. So thank you for that.
No more late bills. No more bouncing checks.
Nope.
All right. Buying a newspaper every morning. Mm. In movies, we often see the commuter faithfully picking up the morning paper on the way to the office. Of course, the internet changed that.
Internet sure. did. It did. It really did change that. But I was one of those people. I like to read the sports page.
We had a subscription
to the Daily News, remember, for a long time.
Oh, we did.
We did. We used to get it on our driveway.
I used to get the coupons.
Yeah.
There was a coupon section.
And I read the sports.
And sports. And then always like to read the obituaries. I don't know why.
Really? The nice things they're saying about people?
Well, you know, it was a way to see like if somebody you knew passed away or even the marriage section. There was a marriage section. So-and-so got married.
Yeah.
But we don't do that anymore.
It's crazy how things change.
Okay. So throwing away plastic bottles, recycling hasn't always existed as we know it today. While plastic bottles are everywhere, we're increasingly aware of the need to recycle them.
Yep.
Yeah, I can remember just tossing them in the trash. But not, you know, I originally was from Michigan, so cans you always got.
They're pretty big on that. They give you much more in that state to recycle your cans.
And now, I know they do it with bottles, but I don't know if that was a thing when they started recycling cans.
Yeah.
But because I can remember like taking those cans so that we could get candy or ice cream or, you know.
It's like 10 cents, right?
Yeah,
isn't it 10 cents a can? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are now, but anyway, let's see. Next one up is having a tooth pulled by your barber.
What?
Wow. That's precisely who pulled out damaged teeth after dental care instruments were invented in the 16th century.
That's weird. Never heard of that. That's not that old.
Never heard of that either.
Jeez.
But, you know, these are old customs, hard to imagine.
Yeah.
So watching movies at specific times, remember waiting for the exact time a movie would be shown on TV, and tough luck if you missed it. And thanks to streaming nowadays, we can watch movies and shows whenever we want.
We can pause it. I mean, you can skip commercials. Mm-hmm. It's a luxury.
I love it. I mean, but yeah, we would say, for instance, American Idol's on, and you had to be in front of the TV at a certain time. I'm just giving a random, but yeah, you had to be there. Otherwise, that was before. What was the first thing that started? Oh, it was the VCR. You had to record.
Yes. Yes, you did.
And then was it DVD? No.
DVD's after.
No, it was the
DVR.
DVR. There you go.
Which I think there's still, those still exist for people who have cable. But now there's YouTube TV,
yeah,
which is
streams.
That's what we did. That's what we went with. We went with that because it was cheaper than cable. Cable was much more, but I don't know with, I mean, and you can overstream, you can stream yourself to where, you know, you're paying for all these streaming services. You're paying just as much as you would for cable. There's probably some overlap too, right? We've actually stepped back from it. You know, we don't have Netflix anymore. I just found Netflix to be, I didn't use it. It couldn't justify, they kept raising the price, right? They say, we're going to give you lower quality if you stay at this price point.
They weren't really introducing anything new. It was just kind of the same thing.
I just found it to be, I couldn't find anything I really wanted to watch. Mm-hmm. And I'd spend a lot of time scrolling going, should I watch this? And I just, like, it's like pointless. Yeah,
but you know, it is nice to have that luxury nowadays where you can pick and choose.
Yeah. That is,
you know,
nice.
What streaming things you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Corporal punishment.
What's that?
At school.
That's when you get your ass beat.
Yeah. Not only do laws prohibit it,
mm-hmm.
society sees it as barbaric.
Yep.
Current teaching methods favor non-violent means of discipline, obviously.
Yeah.
Look at the younger generation.
I mean, you don't need violence necessarily to keep a kid on track.
Not.
You know, that wasn't, they
but
could
nowadays,
abuse that.
Nowadays though, they can't even tell.
Like, yeah, you can't even discipline a kid. I mean, like verbally or take, you know, you can't do anything. There's a difference, right? You go see the principal. No one wanted to do that, right? Now it doesn't matter. Go see the principal. What's going to happen to me?
Yeah, they don't care. All right, smoking in restaurants. You knew this was coming. Smoking sections first appeared in the 1990s. Eventually, smoking was banned in all public places, including restaurants. And does anybody remember smoking on airplanes? Because
I don't.
Mm-mm. That was banned in 2015.
Wow, that only that long ago? Hang on a minute.
Yep.
Banned. No.
That's what it says.
No, we've been flying for much longer than that and there was no smoking.
Well, maybe American, but maybe there's other countries.
Probably
that
France.
Still allowed it. Yeah, I was going to say France is the first one I was thinking of.
America's banned that a long time ago.
Yeah.
California was kind of I loved that. California was one of the leading states to ban smoking in restaurants and I loved it. I hated sitting with smokers. My grandma smoked and she had this boyfriend, Jim, that smoked. And you'd go have, you know, dinner with them. Plus, he was a prick. He was such a rude guy to the waitresses. I mean, oh my God, I was like sitting there as a young kid being embarrassed by the way he was talking to this waitress. And he'd just light up his cigarette while you're eating your hamburger. It's disgusting, dude. Disgusting.
You know, it's been three stories now that I have not heard you talk about. One, when we were camping.
Yeah.
One with your sister in the van. I mean, I knew a little bit of that
story. I told you that story.
But that was pretty detailed.
Well.
And then this one. Where did this one come from?
I think I've said it one other. Well, I didn't tell you that part of it. There's a lot to that story. One, that he was rude. That's probably the one I've told more than once.
I don't even know who this guy is. What was
his name?
Jim.
I forget his last name.
It's okay.
Wait. Was it Bill? Bill Bailey? I know this is like, where am I going with this? But I believe he had the same name as my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She met another Bill Bailey.
Oh, that's crazy.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting, huh?
Well, yeah, it is very interesting, Mr. I Got Stories after 20 some years of being married. All right. And that was it for
that
segment.
Well, thank you, Mindy. That was very interesting. Let's move on to question of the podcast.
Hey, babe, you know the time has come for you to answer the question of the podcast. It's coming your way real, real fast. Yeah, babe, you know the time has come for you to answer the question.
That's right. The time has come, but I don't know if I have an answer to this. Mm-hmm. I know your answer, but I don't really have one because I don't really have one of these. But the question is, what's your favorite quotation?
Mine is, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes.
That is my favorite of all time.
Yeah. I agree.
I have been very...
So what's the first thing then? You need a will. You need to have the will.
You need to have the will, strength, whatever you want to call it. And you'll always find a way. And you can apply that to any part of your life.
I like that. I don't really I really don't have one. I really do you ever hear me having a quote that
I have never.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard you say a quote.
I mean, there's a few things like let it go, you know, don't worry about it. You know, I mean, I don't have a full on.
You don't even have one that's like regarding music, but no, I could say, honestly, I've never heard you say a favorite quote. Like for me, I like put it on.
Yeah.
You know, I've my work it. Thing or whatever.
I don't have
yeah.
one. So I don't
think you even have it on Facebook.
I know that's boring.
That's
but,
all right.
But maybe that's why not many people have responded to this as well. They don't have a quote that they live by.
Yeah. It's kind of an odd question. So we will start though with people that do. Kimberly Martinez, she says, what the hail? Spell H-A-I-L.
What the hail?
Uh-huh.
I like that.
That's she's good. From Tennessee, so she's...
I got it.
Chris said, the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
That's deep.
It is too deep.
That's deep.
But thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Rodney says, what good is it to gain the whole world if in doing so, you lose your soul?
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right. Carol says, live every moment, laugh every day, love beyond words.
I could see that she lives that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deuce says, never explain. Your friends do not need it and your enemies won't believe you anyway.
Oh.
And that's Albert Hubbard.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, Deuce. That means a lot right now, for sure.
Mm-hmm. David says, sure.
That's
not a quote.
That's David, right? David?
No, David Wood.
Oh, okay. I thought that was our David.
No. Okay. Let's go to the next one here.
Yeah, by the way, we're going to get a little bit better too. The social media is that you guys comment on is great because it gives us some content. We are going to throw these also on YouTube so you can respond there as well.
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. We did one for the difference between us, but it didn't turn out so great. So we've got to refigure how we can get the message out so that you can all respond.
There are a few that responded. Angie responded and Tina responded. So what it is it's our draft that we do. And you just got to get more people to be involved. It's all good. Yep. You know, it's our first show back and we'll be okay.
All right. Carol Chappell says, there's as much wisdom in listening as there is in speaking. That is really good.
Gosh, that's something that we all could do better for sure.
And Jessica says, don't mean to be a sadder quote, but babies lost in the womb were never touched by fear. Mm. They were never cold, never hungry. Never alone, and importantly, wow, always knew love.
Mm.
That's really good, though. I like that one.
Yeah, most importantly, always knew love. That's great. That's good. Never heard that one before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your responses. So the question of the podcast for listener participation for next week is, if you lived to be 100... would it be more important to have a sharp mind or a fit body? Dang. That's pretty darn
good. I got my answer.
It's pretty darn good. Too bad you can't have both. Let's hope you can.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can respond to the question on the Jason and Mindy Facebook page, the Low Tree Studios Facebook page. Also, Mindy posted on our personal page. Also, we'll be posting it on YouTube. And we will feature your responses on next Wednesday's show. But that's now right. Let's get into your segment, right? That's right.
Well, I just did mine. I think it's yours.
No, it's you.
Oh, it's me again. Mm-hmm. All right.
It may sound like the same song, but it's not.
These are germinating germs.
Ew.
Yeah. These days you see hand sanitizer everywhere, right?
Yeah.
It's available every restaurant, I see it in the bathrooms now. Mm-hmm. I never saw that before.
Yeah.
But scientists are warning of 7 common spots where bacteria are thriving. In fact, these areas, places you might never suspect, are hotbeds for microbial life.
Can I guess one?
Yes.
The very top of your butt crack.
Gross. Hopefully. No, it's probably cleaner than some of these.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into this.
Come on. Better guess than that.
That's okay. Like a legit guess?
Yeah.
Your refrigerator handle.
Good answer, but it's not on there. No. Dang. No.
Let's see.
Just one that's so common. Like everybody knows this.
Common? Like your toilet? No.
Well, obviously everybody knows their toilet.
Your cutting board.
No, no. Your smartphone.
Oh, yeah. That's gross. They're gross.
When did you properly clean it last?
Never done it.
Exactly.
It's disgusting. It's got spittle and all kinds of stuff all over it.
Just grimy. And
it's got campsite on it still.
Yeah, mine too. And we pick it up. I mean, maybe some people clean it often, but.
Mm-hmm. Never.
I wipe mine down once in a while. But it's just like you set it everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're touching it.
Yep.
And you're holding it to your face.
Yep.
So gross.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Grime.
Clean your phones. Kitchen sponges. I feel like everybody knows this. Yeah. After a certain point, you got to throw them in the trash. One study even found that the average kitchen sponge carries more bacterial species than a lab petri dish.
That's disgusting. And you're just wiping it all over everything.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Water bottles. I kind of have a weird thing with water
reused bottles. Reused ones, correct?
Yes. Reused water bottles can contain mold and bacteria, especially if they aren't washed thoroughly. They need to be washed with hot water. And a lot of people use those.
Might have a song for this.
The water bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people do the plastic ones. I just don't think you can get into those bottles very well. And then some of the Stanley ones, the ones that are like insulated.
Mm-hmm. I don't have the
How do you get down into some of those?
You can't.
If I can't see into it and see into the bottom, nope.
But they don't make them easy to clean.
Yeah.
It's called like Stephanie's Swamp Jug.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I think the jingle, this is the full length podcast right here. Yeah, it's too long. And so I have a full length podcast. That was from Just Ask Us when Stephanie and I did that. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fountain soda water.
Ugh.
Yeah, the water lines from these things are usually teeming with bacteria.
Gross. Come on. Research.
It's true. And then that includes salmonella and E. coli.
E. coli.
And ladies, the next one up is your handbags. Consider all the bacteria all over the bottom of it, wherever you've been sitting.
Just put it everywhere.
Now you come home and you plop it right on your counter. It's just gross.
Disgusting.
I'm kind of particular with my purse, but then again, I know that there have been a lot of times where you're shopping, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sit it right on top of the conveyor belt or like the stand where everybody puts their stuff. And that brings me to the next one is self checkout screens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about ones at the grocery store or how about your local McDonald's?
Mm-mm.
Everybody's touching those screens and
gross.
And
then you touch your cell phone. How many people do I have on my cell phone right
they've
now?
They've tested and they found obviously E. coli.
That's poop.
Yeah, but just a lot of bacteria, basically.
But bacteria.
And then they go and sit down and eat.
See, bacteria gets a bad name, though. Bacteria is not. Like everybody's like so afraid of bacteria and stuff.
Well, I'm not talking about being a germaphobe. Right. Germaphobe. But I know people are. I mean, I see people using that hand sanitizer like it's going out of style. All right. The last one is your pet toys. You know, pets handle them. You're picking them up. They're moving it all over the house. So
your pets.
Yeah.
Pets. How about that alone?
Pets alone.
Steps and poop. I mean, they don't have toilet paper, right?
Yeah.
So there'll be times where he goes out there and poops and maybe he feels like he's got a little boo-boo on his boo-boo.
Oh boy.
And he'll just, you know, slide it across the rug.
No.
And bro, what are you doing, man?
He's only done that once.
That you know of.
Well.
That you're aware of.
You've only caught him once that I see. Yes. So. Thank God we don't have carpet through our house.
I know, right? He did that one time. He came back from going to the bathroom and then just, you know, did a skid on the patio.
And the patio's just fine.
Little skid.
We can hose that off.
Fucking dogs. All right, let's get into this. Okay. According to a study, telling yourself I can do better is actually one of the best ways to make yourself do better at a given task. I can do better. I can do better. It's very encouraging.
It is.
Yeah.
You sound encouraging.
I can do better.
Jason?
Yes.
Cockroach dust plays a part in why so many inner city children have asthma.
What's with you in this? Contrary to what you may have heard, redheads aren't actually going extinct. I didn't know they were.
That. Yeah.
Didn't have any idea.
Jason?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's government name is, do you know it?
Jimmy Cadry.
No. Calvin Cordozar Brodus Jr.
Brodus?
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird name.
That is his government name.
Well, thank you for that, Snoop Dogg. All right, it's time for this.
It's time to do the news.
That's right, I got three things. Super, super, super important stuff here. Last Monday was the official deadline for filing your taxes.
Yes.
We saw our tax lady today. That's why there was nobody there. Everybody's done. Pretty
much. Yeah, because I was like, probably extensions when I first called to make the appointment, she was like, we're wide open. And I was like, you are?
they don't have... Yeah. I don't have anything going on. What's cool about tax people, right? And it's one of those things we call her to get some consultation on some stuff. And they see you all year.
Yeah, so great.
They see you all year. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they make their money in 3 months.
Yeah.
That is wild. What do you do the rest of the time?
Well, you know, if you're owning
people's books, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you do, right? If you were a tax person, you'd do their books.
I'm sure there are other things that we just don't
I just
even
don't know,
know
what they do, yeah. Anyway, Superman was first published last week back in 1938. And I've got a fact of the day. We just did facts, but I got more. There are four, this is similar to the one that I did last week. There are 4.8 billion people who own mobile phones. Remember last week was about water, running water. But only 4.2 billion own a toothbrush.
Well, I know most Americans do. This is probably other countries, right?
It must be. But you own a phone, but you don't brush your damn teeth. Imagine what their phone looks like.
Ew.
How much grossness is on their phone.
Yikes.
Well, just putting their... No, but all the...
All the...
spittle in between their... All the stuff in me. They probably don't have teeth, for one. Gross. Just flinging gum all over. Yeah. Gums. Gum particles.
Gross.
All right. Well, let's get into... should do do something with these. Hang on.
Yeah, exactly.
busting. Bust that clutter. Experts say the act of cleaning and getting rid of clutter is something you that'll give you a positive sense of control. It's also a 100% preventative drain on your well-being. Consider these benefits of decluttering. Right now, what is there anything you need to declutter right now? I mean, other than just tasks, right? Because that's part of decluttering too.
I need to go through my bathroom closet.
Okay.
I've just got too many things. I'm sure there's things that are expired.
But it doesn't look cluttered. It just like it looks like there's a lot in there.
It's a lot in there.
That's cluttered is cluttered. Messy. Cluttered is things stacked on things.
Oh, no.
And like misarranged. Like my room that I practice in and do all my creative stuff in gets cluttered once a week because I'll have a gig, I'll have something coming up. I don't put it back where it goes. I decide I want to write some songs in the middle of the room where I don't normally have everything set up and it's a mess and it's that way right now and I need to get it. I know another area for you. What's that?
It's like that right now.
What's that?
Is the tool.
That always gets that way too. Yeah.
Countertop.
I know you did a really good job of organizing it.
I walked out there and I was like, oh,
it's just the top though. It's just the top. There's just too much stuff on there. You know, like, okay, Chuck, our good friend, love you, Chuck. Chuck gave me a couple of things. Like he gave me this thing to plug in, these little lights that plug in and they got Bluetooth and their speaker. And I don't know what to do with them. I'll find something, but I'm like, sure, I'll take them. Now they're sitting there. And then he gave me a thing for the garage door. Cause our garage door doesn't have a sensor. That's not a good thing. And so that's sitting there because I'm not doing that. I don't do that.
Well, in case he's listening, you know what to do for his birthday then.
You know, it's just crazy. I mean, I got too much going on. All right, let's get into this though.
Okay.
What does decluttering do for you?
Oh, it makes you feel good.
It does. It boosts your mood. The act of decluttering relaxes your mind. Now, for me, I have more mind clutter than physical clutter. So I struggle if I wake up, and that happened today. I had some things that were on my mind and it was messing me up. I felt like I could not create and do some of the things I needed to do. So I had to get those things accomplished today. Are you similar to that?
I very much am.
Yeah. I know that about you.
I can't have things weighing on me.
Got to get it done.
I have to get it done and then I can move on.
I'm that way at work too. It's, I got to get the things done. Got to get them done. You know, I can't and then after it's done, it's done. You don't have to worry about it. It improves physical health. Also, eating habits improve, combating the association between clutter and becoming overweight. So having clutter in your life is connected to,
I can see that. Yeah. Yep.
It escalates the ability to focus, which prepares your mind to perform tasks. That's why when I can't have my room like that, if I'm going to create, it has to be clean, it has to look good. It has to be nice in there, flowing in there, because I can't have a tough time creating and clutter. It increases productivity. It also relieves anxiety when you declutter. It improves sleep as well. Imagine sleeping in a cluttered room. Mm-mm. Not a good thing, right? And lastly, it improves relationships. I agree. Communication is more effective.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, well, that was my segment.
I was thinking, I think we were told whoever lived here, the lady that got murdered.
Yeah, murder house.
I heard she was a little bit of a pack rat. Lots of magazines and books.
That's like a deal breaker.
It is, isn't it? I can't think because, you know, I'm looking at our own home right now, but it's like, you know, spacious, nice. It's airy. I can't imagine walking into a home where things are just stacked against the wall and you have like this small trail.
You know, it's funny. We went to my bass player friend, Brad's house, and his house there was no clutter. It was like perfect. I was like, oh my God, I need to declutter my life. And usually I look at our house like, oh, there's not much, you know, but then I look over here and I see shoes on the floor. We live here, right?
Yeah.
His house looked like they didn't live in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was perfect like that. Uh-huh. So I imagine that's kind of his personality and I could sense that it is.
We're kind of like that too. I think people would walk into our house and say,
maybe,
but I know we live in it too. So you could walk in during the middle of the week and we've got kind of crap everywhere.
Well, like example, since Christmas, there's been a tote full of pictures that I'm tired of looking at.
Nobody needs to know that. That's my project
wagon. I'm so tired of that tote. Get it out of here. It'll be here forever. It'll be here.
Now that you said that.
It'll be here all year, folks. All right. Well, let's get into the next segment.
Please do.
So this is a good one, I think. I'm in this category. I think I'm in this category. All right. 23% of husbands still don't know this about their wives. What is it? 23%.
23? So that's a low percentage.
That's a quarter. It's a little less than a quarter of men.
Don't know this men. About their wife. What perfume they like?
I would be in that. I don't know what perfume you like. Yeah. I just go look though. You know, in the empty bottle.
Don't know what flowers they like.
Nope.
Is it like in that category? Something that.
It's definitely something that, no, it's something that they, it, no, it's not something they like.
I almost got you. 23% of husbands don't know this about their wife.
Mm-hmm. It's part of who they are. Can't really change it. Although it may change over time, but you can't really change it. I mean, it is what it is.
No. Okay, wait. I have to look at you. I'll see. They can't change it.
Don't really know. You don't really, you can't change it. I can't change it. You know, people can't change it.
The color of their eyes?
You're on the right track, but I mean, why wouldn't a husband know the color of his wife's eyes?
Well, they should.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb. You should know it, but somewhere. Gosh, I don't know.
Yeah, something that if you're like, oh, I want to get these for her, but I don't know this. So I don't know. How do I find that out? I don't know this thing.
Oh, the ring size.
You're on the right track.
Ring size.
It's definitely to do with size.
Size. Oh, like underwear? No, bra size.
You're just got to go lower. That's it.
Socks.
Yeah, close.
Shoe size.
Oh, my God. I had to feed you that one.
You do every week.
Okay, so
there's nothing new about that.
6.5.
You would be correct, although I think the older you get, the fatter your feet get, or something. So
6.5 wide.
Those would work, but I'm more like a 7.
Yeah, you used to be. Did you used to be 6?
6.5.
Always 6.5.
Always okay. 6.5, and I still can fit some. It just depends on the shoe.
So on the slip-ons. What's mine then? What's my size?
9.5.
Nope. It's 9.
9.
It's 9. But with the slip-on like Vans, I prefer a 9.5 because I can slip them on. When they're too new and they're a 9, they're just too, you got to wear them in, right? They got to get worn in before you can just slip right into them. So 9.5 is perfect for that.
So wait. Oh, but your shoe size is a 9.
My shoe size is a 9.
Okay.
Yeah. To fit a shoe properly, it's a 9.
Yeah, you know what? I guess so, because I don't think I've ever known yours either.
See?
I knew a 9.5.
Yeah, I
did. But I didn't know.
I have a couple pairs of 9.5s, yeah.
The reason why.
Mostly 9s, though. Let's move on.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
See, this one, I'm going to need your help on.
Okay.
Jason, these are random questions. Yep. What song are you compelled to sing along with, even though you don't totally know the words? It's funny that we're going to bring...
Almost every song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's me. I'd try to sing. I sing to, if I don't know, and then
you just kind of mull over the words.
I hit the parts that I know, if I know it, you know, but yeah, I'm compelled to sing any, just about any song. Yeah. That's
so
me.
Something that we do with The Difference Between Us, mm-hmm. we do misheard lyrics.
We do.
So we're hopefully going to bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of on the idea of not knowing the song.
Don't know it.
Words or, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. What is the oddest or most embarrassing thing you've seen another diner do? Oh, at a restaurant.
Another diner.
Yeah. Somebody that's.
Well, I just said it. The rude guy.
Rude guy.
His name was Jim Bailey, not Will Jim Bill Bailey. Jim Bailey. She married it was another Bailey she met. That was the coincidence. Another Bailey.
Maybe that's the
Jim Bailey. Title I definitely his know his name is Jim. And he, you know, he's really sweet to us. He was sweet to my grandma, mm-hmm. you know. But just man, come on, bro. Be nice to these people. You know, he was just a real mean. I did not like it. It was embarrassing.
It was
embarrassing for all of us. And I was like maybe 10, but it was embarrassing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really like, you know, showing, Mm-mm. you know.
Yeah. I don't like that. It's uncomfortable.
Showing your true. Yeah. If you got flaws like that, just keep them to yourself.
Yeah. Have some compassion.
Nobody wants to hear that. Yeah. Especially, you know, out in public.
Yeah. And what about you?
Well, I think it's when couples argue. Mm. In yeah. public, it doesn't even need to be at a restaurant. I've seen it. It's just anywhere in public.
I worked for these people when I worked, my first job was at a feed store
mm-hmm.
and I worked for these people. They just, oh my God, they could not get along.
Mm.
Argued all the time in the store. I was like,
oh. That had to be uncomfortable.
It was so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable.
I mean, isn't it? So even like when you see it and you're out in the public, it's like cringe, you know, you
very
just
cringy.
Don't, you know, usually that's just behind closed doors. Like you know, nobody wants to hear that.
By the way, let's share some highlights of our drive home yesterday.
Mm.
Okay. So we're driving on one road and all of a sudden there's something just shoots out. And unfortunately there was a big diesel, like a Dodge truck. That hit it. And I thought it was a dog. And it just, I mean, I've never seen a dog.
I know Jason's all, Mindy, don't look.
I've never seen a dog get hit before, but it's pretty bad. I mean, what happened? They just get spun around, you know, and it's horrible. It's really horrible. And I was like, oh my God, a dog just got hit. And I look over and it was not a dog. It was a bobcat, a big bobcat.
Wow.
And it was not alive anymore.
And of course I didn't want to look. So
you didn't look.
I didn't,
but it was very brief, but it definitely was not a dog. Big old paws, you know, mm-hmm. it was a bobcat.
And the next one.
Oh my God. This was scary. This was crazy.
We're in a trailer. We're in a truck with a trailer.
Towing a trailer.
You cannot swerve.
And I see this big, big alligator
coming on the freeway.
It's gonna cross the freeway. I mean, it was feet away from me hitting it. I'm like, oh no. I start to slow down. I'm like, what am I going to do? I couldn't get over. There's people right next to me.
Nope.
There was nothing I could do. I was going to hit this thing and that was that. And it was going to mess everything up.
Yeah.
Blow the tires in the trailer probably because it was big. It was probably 8 feet. Wasn't it huge?
And then it's, you know, I got a good look at it because it's on my side coming across.
How close were we to it?
Oh, inches. And that, but it spun around. It's like it
spun around and okay, ran so the other way.
What you did is when you slowed down, I don't know if you put on the gas or what, but I heard the truck go, you know, raise. And so it like freaked. It went.
Oh, it scampered back to the water. So I think it's becoming breeding season. And I was telling Chuck about it. He was like, yeah, that happens all the time. I'm like, don't want it to happen to me. Not while I'm towing a trailer. Can you imagine riding a motorcycle in that thing?
Oh.
You're up in the air, man.
Oh, that
you're launched.
Worse.
That's a speed bump right there.
Yeah.
And then when we get into our neighborhood, right? So there's these invasive lizards that are further south of us, not iguanas, but they're like a,
They're like a rainbow colored.
They're
head.
Like an African lizard. Oh yeah, they're really pretty, but they're really big. They're like the big ones can get pretty big. They're like an orange purple color. Yeah, they're weird. Huge, and they're really, they haven't been in our neighborhood, but we've seen them around the corner in this other area, pretty far from us. Well, guess what?
They're in our neighborhood now.
If they're in our neighborhood, that's a problem because they're going to start eating all the little lizards, and now that those are the only lizards that are going to be around.
I'll be calling the pest.
But they may keep the snakes away because they'll probably eat snakes.
Really?
They're big.
Oh, but I don't want those. And I just got used to the huge little lizards and they're okay. They're my friends now, but I don't like the big
those
ones.
Are big lizards.
Those
anyway.
Will freak me out. Like I won't want to go outside anymore.
They're coming. You saw that one. He was right in our neighborhood. I almost ran him over. I should have. Should have ran him over.
Yeah.
Hindsight.
Yep. All right. You've got 30 minutes to spend $10,000 in one store. Where are you going?
Oh, you know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
I'm going to Memphis Drum Shop.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to spend all that money. I might spend it on one big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Well, you could. But I'm probably going to go to Lowe's Home Improvement
Warehouse.
Yeah,
you are. Yeah, you are.
I'm buy me some dirt.
Oh my God. That's a lot of dirt, dude.
All right. What funny thing did a random stranger say that made you die laughing?
Oh, that's so hard.
I know. I was trying to think. You know, I don't think of strangers. And I can't even for the life of me think of her name right now. But usually it's something random that I'm watching on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
the little
a stranger.
Videos. Yeah, so Shelly Belly, that's her name. She cracks me up every time I watch her. I don't care what she has on. And then there's these guys. They're like three hunter guys, and they're all talking about dad jokes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they crack me up, too.
That's cool. That's cool.
Stranger.
Yeah. I don't have anything. I got nothing. Sorry.
All right.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, thank you, Mindy. Let's get your quotes out of the way here.
Let's do it.
Let's enjoy them, but let's get them out of the way. Okay.
All right. First up.
Yep.
More powerful than the will to win is the courage to begin.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. A good leader takes a little more than his share of the blame and a little less than his share of the credit.
I wasn't that good at that. I would, you know, there's a culture. Mm-hmm. Where we're from in the corporate world, especially in this particular job, where it's a blame culture. And it always frustrated me.
Mm.
Who did it? And instead of solving trying to figure out how we just get, okay, who did it? Who cares? Let's solve the problem. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. Let's solve it. It was always who did it. And unfortunately, and I'm not blaming because I have control over my own choices, but it did bleed into my reactions to things too. Because mm-hmm. my instant reaction was, who did it? And I did the same. I just started doing the same thing. And I wish I never bought into that because it always frustrated me. Like, let's fix the problem, y'all. Who did it doesn't matter. Let's figure that out later.
Right. Right. All right. Look to the future because that's where you'll spend the rest of your life.
It's true. That's a lot of us spend it in the past, though.
Yes. A fool may talk, but a wise man speaks. And the last one is thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle. And the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never deceases by being shared.
These are really good. Great quotes. I mean, you kind of need one to savor. You know, you're chewing these, spitting these quotes out and expecting us to chew them like you don't like me to chew.
Well,
eat chocolate. You like me
back
to savor the chocolate. You go, are you savoring it? You know, I'll eat chocolate. Are you savoring it? No, I ate it.
Maybe I should do just like three. I used to only do three. Now it's gotten to be like five or six. I'm like, this is too many. This is too many. No,
they're
shorten
good.
It up there.
They're good. You just like.
I know. You need them in
one little morsel.
I did three so that like if you didn't like one, you could pick the other. If you didn't like two, you could pick the last one. If you didn't like any of them, you could just not. You
it's
know?
Like a bag of M&Ms. Well, thank you, Mindy.
You're welcome.
That is it for this week's show. If you love what we do and want more of us, check out our website, lowtreestudios.com. The link is provided in the show notes. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube page. Got lots of cool stuff coming out there. If you don't want to watch a whole show or listen to a whole show, there's lots of shorts and fun little clips from our podcast. Enjoy your week, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Jason and Mindy podcast, where we feature topics that serve as an informative and entertaining break from life's daily grind. And listen to the Difference Between Us tomorrow.
Yep.
After tomorrow, we'll release it.
That's right.
And we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.